Snow and wind chills notwithstanding, the elements around us are charged with spring vigor, and Wisconsin classical performers continue to fill our calendars with an abundance of musical adventures, including two concerts this afternoon. The Lake Country Orchestra hosts a final Irish revel at the Oconomowoc Arts Center at 2 o'clock. This community ensemble, under the umbrella of the Oconomowoc Chamber Orchestra, is open to players of high school age and up. Today's concert will even include an audience sing-along. For more concert information, or to register to play in their next event, look to oconchamberorc.org. The Lake Geneva Symphony Orchestra includes three chamber concerts in their season, with winds and strings to be heard at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Holy Communion Episcopal Church. Schubert's Trout Quintet will be featured, as well as works by Robert Washburn, Charles Lefebvre, and Mozart. Details under the About Us tab at lakegenevaorchestra.org. In a letter to a friend in June of 1788, Mozart closed by asking, "When are we to have a little musical party at your house again? I have composed a new trio." He actually composed several trios that summer. The combination of violin, cello, and piano was popular with amateur musicians, and a cash-strapped Mozart was no doubt hoping to pay a few bills, as well as offer colleagues a reason to assemble. In music written for these three instruments just a few years earlier, the violin and cello would have been expected to simply embellish the piano part. Here, all of the instruments spin out unexpected chromatic lines and contrasting textures throughout the whole work. But what else could you expect from someone whose credo was, "I pay no attention whatever to anybody's praise or blame. I simply follow my own feelings." Follow along with your feelings as you listen to the Green Lake Festival Players with Mozart's Trio No. 5 in C, Kirche Listing 548.
Thank you.
violinist David Perry, cellist Tom Rosenberg, and pianist James Hausman, part of the Green Lake Festival Chamber Players on July 17, 2014, with Mozart's Piano Trio No. 5 in C. Riley Eisnagel of Thin Ice Productions recorded this at the Thrasher Opera House. Tickets for this year's festival will be on sale in a few weeks. You'll find the complete schedule at greenlakefestival.org. In just a moment, a work for string orchestra with violin solo that brings every element of nature into the concert hall. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Classical. Composer Michael McLean took apart Mozart chamber works to teach himself music theory when he was a teenager. In 2004, he wrote Elements for fellow violinist Brian Lewis and looked even farther than Mozart for inspiration. The first movement, Earth, is influenced by the Book of Genesis, with the violin as a kind of Adam figure. Lewis told McLean to make the fire movement as difficult as possible. It would be difficult to keep up with this devilish waltz in the second movement. Air is the slow movement, with the violin in its upper register, floating in a mist over lush chords below. In the final movement, we hear raindrops and rushing rivers, but in a nod to Jungian psychology, the composer focuses on water as a symbol of dreams and the subconscious. He includes a more rhythmic section in the middle to mark an individual's journey into the shadows of the psyche. It was a perfect match for the performing style of Lewis, which must make it a challenge to the psyche of any other performer who is thinking about taking it on. 10 years after the premiere, violinist Karina Kanellakis took it on with the strings of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Michael McLean's Elements, under the direction of Andrew Sewell.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Sewell, conducting members of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and guest violinist Karina Kanalakis in Elements, Michael McLean's 2004 String Exploration at Madison's Capitol Theater on March 14, 2014. Recording by Brad Kohlberg. This Friday evening, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra welcomes violist Vicki Powell back to Madison for a suite from British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. They'll also play other 20th century works, including Copland's Appalachian Spring. More information at wcoconcerts.org. On Saturday night, the Concord Chamber Orchestra introduces the winner of their concerto competition, violinist Emmy Tisdale, a recent Oberlin graduate now enrolled in the master's program at Rice University for the Tchaikovsky Concerto at St. Matthew's Church in Wauwatosa. Details at concordorchestra.org. Look for other elements of an exciting Wisconsin classical spring concert season at our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. I'm Lori Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.